You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I'm Matt Fidler. Now, of course, I'm going to talk about the only thing on everyone's mind right now, the novel COVID-19 coronavirus. We do have two confirmed cases here in Butte County, and they are both under quarantine. So do your due diligence, washing your hands, and avoid close contact with people or public places. And if you can afford to, keep paying for the services you might not need now. Babysitters, house cleaners, pet sitters, gardeners, and other people who may not have vacation time or benefits from salaried jobs. Those in the gig sector. I was a freelancer for most of my adult life, so I'm really feeling for a large sector of the local economy which doesn't get paid if they don't have work. For example, my brother works for the water company, so he's still getting paid. It's an essential service. And he's paying his babysitter, even though his wife isn't going to work and is staying home with the kids. Because otherwise, the babysitter won't be able to afford to pay for basics like groceries or rent. So if you can afford to pay a person that does services for you during this time, they'll thank you for it. The California Teachers Association is thanking Governor Newsom for suspending statewide standardized testing for California students due to the pandemic. CTA President E. Toby Boyd was quoted as saying, "Test scores would mean nothing but a source of stress for our kids. Anxiety and emotions are rampant among us, and we need to take this time to focus on the needs of our students, their health and safety, and ensuring they have nutritious meals." The local organization True North Housing helps people move out of being homeless and wants us to know that helping the homeless problem is also important to stopping the spread of the virus. This is a statement from True North. True North operates a master lease program where they rent units directly from landlords and property management companies and assume all liability. Their clients are then housed in these units in what they call a permanent supportive housing, where they provide wraparound case management services. They're asking our friends and neighbors if we have any available rentals and if we would be willing to rent to True North Housing Alliance. If we have any friends or family with available rentals, would you inquire on their behalf? Please contact Joy Amaro, the executive director at Joy, J-O-Y, at TrueNorthButte.org for more information. For links for this broadcast, visit us at KZFR.org. For KZFR, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting in Chico.